Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2-M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. Amen. Another blessed day in the Lord on this blessed Thursday. To some of you in other parts of the world, maybe Friday morning. To others, it may be Friday evening. But no matter what time of the day it is, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. And tonight, we are on repentance, and we're doing part two tonight. Amen. And glory to God. And we're going to come more with you about it is one of the principles of the foundation that Christ laid. This is what God expects his people to be founded on. To say that we don't have to keep repentance because we are saved, then that means you're getting off the foundation that Christ laid. And he laid this foundation that we stay with a repentant heart. That's when you're founded on. Just like you got to continually walk in faith. You just don't exercise faith to receive salvation. But as you got saved now, you got to continue to walk by faith. Because why? It is the foundation. So to do away with that is to do away with the foundation. And that's the same way with repentance. And so many people today in many churches think that you don't have to repent. And many of them, you know, they depend and lean on this phrase that God is a loving God and he understands. And they think that that is a reason for them not to repent because God is a God of love. Well, yes, he's a God of love, okay? But he's the God of his word. And he told us that these principles that's found on the foundation, one of them being repentance, is what he expects the body of Christ, the church, to be founded on, okay? Amen. And so this is why we come tonight, because in this dealing with the restitution, restoration of all things, the work of the Lord that he's doing in the last days, we're taking you back to the original setup that you may understand why there's a need for restitution or restoration, okay? You need to know what was lost, what was taken, what did the church get off the pattern from, or the body of Christ? Well, that's why we had to give you the original setup. And then when we get on down the line and get more into the falling away, to help you understand, you will understand what really happened, okay? And it's very important as believers that we know this, okay? Because so many believers have questions like, hey, if we all serve the same God, why so many churches? Why so this and that? Which is a good, legit question. And see, this thing came about especially after the falling away happened. Amen. So we're starting and we're taking you through the original setup tonight. My brother Robert Gross is going to be joining me in a few minutes. Amen. Glory to God. And thank God for him. God using him to give some insight on some things. Thank God for that. And we'll continue tonight with repentance. Glory be to God. Because our Lord is worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Amen. He's worthy, people, to be lifted up. All praise and glory and honor go to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So glory, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I hope that those of you who are listening will really tune in to the word of God as we give it tonight. Now I'm going to pass my brother on. God bless you, brother. God bless. God bless you, brother. Oh, his call has dropped. Okay. Hopefully he'll be returning back in a few minutes. Amen. Having a few technical difficulties. Thank you, Jesus. But the Lord is going to straighten this out, amen, because he wants this word, this message to get to you, the listener. Amen. Let's try this again. God bless you, brother.
Hey, how are you, brother?
Oh,
how's
blessing the Lord. Oh, bless. Thank God, you know, the Lord straightened it out and enabled you to come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Because these heavy punches that we have been giving to the enemy, he wants to say enough, but I don't believe it should be enough. I think we need to keep punching. What you think, brother?
I think so too.
Well, devil, you're outnumbered again. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
You're outnumbered again. So my brother said, hey, he agree. And so we're going to keep punching you, okay, because that's our job, is to give the people the gospel and to continue to punch the devil and bring him some pain. Now, once again, tonight we are dealing with repentance part two, and my brother's going to start this off here. We've been talking to you about repentance. This is one of the principles of the foundation Christ laid. Amen. And we've been talking to you about how important repentance is. And for us to say that, hey, we ain't got to repent no more and to do away with it, you're doing away with the foundation. So, therefore, I'm going to let my brother open up with prayer and then open up with the word tonight. Go ahead, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before your face, Lord God,
yes,
with thanksgiving,
Lord.
Honor, glory, blessing, praise. We give you the honor, the praise, the glory, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray, Lord God, that you send your angels before us, O Lord God, that the word
yes,
of
Lord.
God, the word of the Lamb, O Lord God, by your Holy Ghost,
yes, Lord
God, make the hearts of all your people, Lord God, that are listening to
yes,
this broadcast today, Lord God. Lord God, let them
yes,
receive
Lord.
Light. Illumination, understanding, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless them, Lord Jesus, with all spiritual
yes,
light.
Yes, Lord. Bless them, God.
In Christ's name, O Lord God. Hallelujah. That they may know, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. That you have great dimensions, O Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Greater than they could ever imagine, O Lord God. They would not know, Lord God. Hallelujah. The depth of the Lord. The height of the Lord.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. The width, O Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb. They would not know all four dimensions of the Lord. Hallelujah, but bless them, Lord God, to understand, to be
yes,
enlightened
Lord.
By the spirit of thy word. Let the word go to
yes,
their
Lord.
Minds, hearts, souls, and their spirits. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Once again, we are going to go into the word of God tonight. And hey, we're dealing once again on repentance. Repentance is one of the principles of the foundation of Christ found in Hebrews 6. And this is what Christ expects his people to be standing on. You know, we all been, quote, among Christianity preaching about the return of Christ. And we say that Christ will return to it for his people. But what we need to make clear, he's not just coming for just anybody. Coming for a people that's going to be founded on his foundation. Okay. You're not coming back for a people that say, hey, we ain't got to do this no more. You know, no more faith, no more repentance. We ain't got to do all that. We just waiting on the Lord to come. He ain't coming back for those type of people. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and turn over to my brother, and he's going to open up the word of God to you. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Now, yesterday we still talked about repentance, okay? Because repentance is a big subject, okay? And a lot of people don't realize how big repentance is, okay? But that's one of the first things that God commanded us to do, okay? Hallelujah. You see it in the Old Testament, okay? You see it in the Old Testament. Let's go to Psalms 51.
Okay, for those of you listening, we're going to Psalms chapter 51. Amen. If you have your Bibles, hey, follow with us. I mean, we're not trying to do anything hideous. We're not telling you, say, hey, just listen to us talk. And don't you read, just believe all that we say. Amen. We want your eyes to be put on this. So Psalms 51. And what verse are we looking at, brother?
Start at the first verse.
Okay. Everyone, Psalms chapter 51, starting at verse 1. The word of God says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. But thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altar.
Okay, brothers and sisters. Now, when King David wrote this psalm, okay, when he was inspired by this psalm, okay, this was his prayer, okay? And you know why he prayed this prayer? Because he was found in adultery, okay? He was found in sin. Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
And yes, the man of God sinned. Yes, he did. He sinned against the Lord God, the Almighty, Jehovah. Hallelujah. He sinned against the Lord. And a prophet, Nathan, was sent to him to tell him to tell him to repent, okay? And so David did. He was not like the other kings, most kings. He humbled his heart. He humbled his soul. He repented. He was broken when the
Amen.
Word of God came to him that he had sinned. He said, yes, it is true. Yes, it is. That's me. Yes, I'm that man. I'm guilty.
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now, don't you know that this is the time of repentance? Glory to the Lamb. You may not believe it, but this is the time of great repentance. for all people Amen. Of the Lord God to repent because you have sinned. How have you sinned? Hallelujah. Many, many ways. Hallelujah.
Amen.
More than David. Yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes, more than David. Okay. Hallelujah. We are murderers.
Amen.
We got blood all
yeah.
on our hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we done voted for people that believe in abortion. That makes us guilty.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A lot of people don't like to hear this message about true repentance.
Amen.
What is true repentance? True repentance, and when you turn away from your sins, turn away from your flesh, turn away from the devil, turn away from the world, turn away from all those things, okay? Hallelujah. That has brought you down, that has hindered you, that has brought you to shipwreck. Thank you, Jesus. Father, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If David had did this psalm in our time, how would David have done this psalm? Okay, huh? How you think David
Amen.
Would have did this psalm? He would have said, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God." That's what he would have said. Glory to the Lamb. He would have said, second verse, "Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin in the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God." That's what he would have said, okay, if he was in our time. Hallelujah. "For I acknowledge my transgression." You got to acknowledge your transgressions, okay, and your sins. Hallelujah. He said, my sin is ever before me. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. It's supposed to, when you sin, it's supposed to perplex you. It's supposed to
yeah.
chase you. Hallelujah. It's supposed to make you, hallelujah. Yeah, you ain't supposed to be comfortable in your sins. Hallelujah. You're supposed to lose
yeah.
peace because of your sins.
Yeah.
That's what repentance is. Hallelujah. The Lord moved me greatly to repent, and I did repent. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
fourth verse says, "Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Hallelujah. "Behold, thou desirest truth in inward parts, in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom." Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Purge me with the blood of Jesus Christ. Are you reading that seventh verse? "Purge me with the blood of Jesus Christ as with hyssop, and I shall be clean."
Amen.
"Wash the blood of Jesus Christ, and I shall be whiter than snow." That's what David would have said if he was in our time, okay? If he knew about the blood, okay? About the blood
Amen.
Of the Lamb, okay? He did know about the blood of the Lamb, okay? But it wasn't there for them. It wasn't available for them at that time, okay? But this is how he would have said it, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the
Thank
Lamb.
You, Jesus.
And he wouldn't have been looking for sacrifices to take away his sins, okay? As he would have been turning right straight to the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and his sins would have been washed thoroughly. They would have been remitted. Do you know what remitted means? Huh? When you repent,
Amen.
You are forgiven, okay? Hallelujah. According to Matthew 18:21-22, you're forgiven, okay? You're forgiven, you are given forgiveness. Now, hallelujah. Yes, and your sins are what? They remitted. What does that mean? That means that they are removed.
Amen.
Do you understand that? That
Amen.
Repentance, turn away from your sins, turn away to God. To turn away to God, okay, will take away your sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will remove them, take them away, okay? It will remit them as if they were never there, okay? Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. That's,
Amen.
These are the things that happen when you repent. Blessed be Jesus. Blessed be Jesus. Blessed be Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your sins. My brothers and sisters, hallelujah, repent. Repent every day. I don't care if you know or don't know about your sins. You have sinned. Hallelujah. You know why you sin? Because if you don't sin in word, you sin in deed. Okay? And if you don't sin, okay,
yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With your mind, you sin with your other mind, okay? Hallelujah. You sin many times because you're flesh and blood. Thank you, Jesus. Because you're flesh
Thank
and blood,
you,
because your flesh is not saved yet. Okay? Understand that. You are merely doing, you are merely sanctifying your flesh, okay, because of the Spirit of Christ, because the Spirit of Christ is in you. It's sanctifying your flesh, okay? It's bringing your flesh, okay? Hallelujah. But
Amen.
Your flesh don't want to go.
Amen.
What your flesh does not want to go. Your flesh don't want to be saved. Your flesh is your enemy. Thank you, Jesus. The world is your enemy. The devil is your enemy. That's your greatest enemies. But the greatest of your enemies is your own flesh. Because your flesh is always planning. Your flesh
yeah.
is doing that planning, okay, that underhanded planning, okay, and try to think of a way to sin, okay, and try to get away with it. That's what your flesh
Amen.
Does. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And a lot of times our flesh, hallelujah, sometimes it wins the battle. Thank you, Jesus. Because sometimes we take heed to our flesh. Hallelujah. But
Amen.
We have been given the Holy Spirit of Christ, okay, that's given to us, okay. If David had the Spirit of God upon him in the Old Testament, and the people of God had the Spirit of God upon them, okay, now they didn't have the Spirit of God dwelling in them, but they had the Spirit of God around them, upon them, okay. And if they
Amen.
And if they really sanctified themselves, the Spirit of God would be great upon them, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Even in
Amen.
Those times, okay, when the Lord did, you know, when the Lord did not dwell in men. Thank you, Jesus, because they was waiting for this blood, and we don't even understand the greatness of the blood, the power of the blood. Okay, how powerful it is. Satan knows how powerful the blood is. That's the thing that Satan's afraid of. He's afraid of the blood, because that's the thing
that
won a victory over him, okay? The blood of Jesus Christ won a victory over Satan. And even though Satan was inciting the people to crucify Jesus, even though Satan was inciting the people to put the crowny thorns on his head and to do all the things that they did to Jesus, okay? Do you not know that was the victory of Christ? Hallelujah. That
Amen.
Was the victory. There was the victory. There. Oh, hallelujah. Where Jesus Christ, hallelujah, was treated badly, and he did not, because he could have, Jesus Christ with the one wave of his arm could have destroyed everything. Okay? Just a
yeah.
look. He could destroy all those people, okay? But he didn't. He was
Amen.
Like a lamb. He was like a lamb. Thank you, Jesus. According to the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, he was like a lamb. Hallelujah. Going to the slaughter. And he knew he was going to the slaughter. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. That's how powerful this repentance is, okay? It's very powerful, okay? Hallelujah, because you're actually turning your heart to Jesus. You're twisting yourself back to Jesus, and you're saying, Jesus, I believe in you. I don't believe in my flesh. I don't believe in the world. I don't believe in the devil. I'm turning my heart to you. I'm repenting. I'm turning away from that thing which I did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm being converted to you, Lord Jesus, because I believe in you. And that day you begin
Amen.
To follow Jesus. Hallelujah. You begin to follow
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Glory
Lord.
To the Lamb. Salvation is yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You find out
Hallelujah.
That you are justified. You find out you're justified. Hallelujah. You're justified. Who justifies you? Hallelujah. That's the Lord God that justifies you and says, this man
yes,
is
Lord.
All right. This man is absolved. This man is clear.
Yes.
This man
Hallelujah.
Is excused. Hallelujah. 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 He's justified in my sight. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
He has no more sins. According to Romans 5:1-2. Hallelujah. Glory to Acts 13:39. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Romans 3rd
yes,
chapter.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. What's so great about repentance? Repentance is the first fruit. Hallelujah. Of us to Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. That's why Jesus Christ said when he came in the Revelations to John, and he was talking about those churches that had fallen short, hallelujah, he told him, he said, repent and do your works, first works over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So when you find yourself in sin, you repent of those sins, and you start over just like David. Like David, when he found himself in sin, and hallelujah, he says, yes, I sinned. This is me. I've done this, okay. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. I took another man's wife. Hallelujah. And then I had him murdered. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But have mercy upon me, O Lord God, according to thy tender mercies, O Lord. Hallelujah. Let your blood cover me.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
You, Hallelujah.
It was the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
The blood of the Lamb.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just the signs of the blood of the Lamb in the Old Testament.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Just the signs of it. Hallelujah. Made those people repent of their sins.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
And made them believers.
Yes,
in the Messiah that was to come. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Thank
Glory.
You, Lord Jesus.
Mm.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb.
Jesus. Glory. Mm.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb.
Him
be honor, glory, blessing.
Glory
to the Lamb of God. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be the Lamb of God.
Taking away my sins. Hallelujah.
Yes,
for
Lord.
Remitting my sins. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You left nothing undone, O Lord God. You left nothing
yes, Lord.
Undone. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Now I give you back to the hands of my brother, hallelujah, Nathaniel Hunt. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. The word of the Lord. Glory to the living God. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. Glory to the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb who washed us clean. And through your repentance, glory. I want to look at three more verses. I want to go to the book of Jonah, chapter 3. The book of Jonah, chapter 3. And once again, we are talking to you about repentance. As the Spirit of the Lord came upon my brother this night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, witnessing to me in my spirit. Therefore, please hear the word of the Lord. This is the very foundation that Christ have set for his people to be founded on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The book
Thank
of
you,
Jonah,
Jesus.
Chapter 3. And I want you to understand that we can't get off this foundation. We don't need to get off of it. We can get off of it, but we won't stand. We don't need to get off of it. Jonah chapter 3. I'm going to read verses 3 to verse 10. Jonah chapter 3. The word of God says, so Jonah arose and went into Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter to the city a day's journey, and he cried, saying, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them, even to the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd or nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. I start here reading in Jonah because we have been talking to you about repentance. But let's understand something, that you need faith to repent. I say it again, you need faith to repent. The Word of God tells us in Romans 10 that faith coming by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Now notice here, glory to God, that the people of Nineveh is an example of having the faith to repent. Because the Bible said Jonah came and he cried unto them, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the Bible says, so the people of Nineveh believed God. What did they hear? They heard the word of the Lord. Jonah did not deliver his own word. In fact, many of you have read the story. Jonah was trying to run away from his exile and finally accepted it. And he brings the word of the Lord. And he told the people, he said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. The Bible said that the people of Nineveh believed God. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And the word of God tells us that even the king had made a proclamation. And he said, let every man be turned from his evil way. So he was calling on repentance. Okay. Hallelujah. The Bible said in verse 10, God saw their works that they were. They turned from their evil ways. Hallelujah. What did they hear? They heard the word of the Lord that said that in 40 days Nineveh shall be overthrown. Glory to God. Faith coming by hearing. See, here's the thing about the word of God. The word of God corrects. Amen. It corrects. You know, back in the year 2000, God told me, he said one of the reasons why his people don't get into his word because they're afraid that it would show them something about themselves. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because when you get the spoken word, remember, faith coming by hearing. And hearing is not only just the teaching and the preaching of the word, but it's the prophetic word. It's even the word of chastisement that comes from God. If you're given a word of chastisement that comes from God, and you hear that word, faith is there. And this causes the person to repent. Remember, we talked to you about faith. Faith is not feelings. Faith is believing the word of God. And if the word of God pointed out to us that we have done this or that wrong, then faith says, Lord, I believe it because you said it, and I repent of this thing. I confess it. It is not going by, well, let me see, do I feel like God could be right? I don't know, God. You know, I don't think nothing was wrong with that, what I did. Amen. Well, if you think that way, then you weren't hearing the word of God. And guess what? You're not going to repent.
Amen.
You're not going to repent.
Amen.
Now, Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, verse 32. Jesus, in this Luke chapter 11, verse 32, he actually sum up to you what we read in the book of Jonah, to let you know that this was an example, okay, that faith had to be there in order for one to truly repent. Luke chapter 11, verse 32, look what Jesus said. He said, the men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for they repented. They did what? They repented when? At the preaching of Jonah. What was Jonah's preaching? The word of God.
Amen.
He's preaching the word of God. Jonah was not glory. He was not preaching his own word. Hallelujah. And then he said, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Mm.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
They had to hear the word. See, when the word was given to them, if they would have said, man, get out of here. Man, ain't nothing going to happen to this city here. Nothing going to happen to us. What are you talking about? Hey, you talking about in 40 days going to be overthrown. Man, ain't nothing going to happen. Then that would have been, they wasn't hearing the word of God, and guess what would have happened? They wouldn't have repented. They wouldn't have turned from their evil works.
Yes.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
See, we have a free will, and we can choose whether to receive the word or reject it. If you reject the word, faith is not there, and therefore you're not going to repent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
It's just like tithing. The word of God is clear on tithing. That what? It belongs to God. Well, how do you know, Brother Nate? Because God asked a question. Will a man rob God? The only way you can rob the person if it's something that belongs to them and you take it. Okay? So therefore,
amen,
you have people who have read that word over and over again. And you said, well, if they read it and they haven't been paying the tithe, well, why hadn't they repented? Because faith coming by hearing. They might have been reading it. They might have heard somebody say it, but they really didn't take heed to it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And therefore, when you don't take heed to it, faith is not there, and therefore you're not going to what? Repent. You're not going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. That's why you have people going to congregation and they can tell you up and down, well, the preacher said this and said that. They can tell you word for word. You be wondering, like, well, if they heard that word, if that word were preached to them, why is they still doing the same thing? Because they didn't receive it.
Amen.
Amen. See, when the Bible said faith coming by hearing, it ain't just with your ears. That's part of it. Hearing also dealing with you heeding. Okay?
Amen.
You know, when mama told you to do something, you didn't do it. What one of the things she said? Boy, you didn't hear me. Now, if you were going to be sarcastic and funny, you say, well, mama, I got ears. I did hear you. Uh-huh, you'd have been in trouble. But anyhow, you did not really hear is what she talking about. You didn't take heed. See, you can hear somebody say something to you and at the same time ignore them. Okay? Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And see, when the word go forth and you really take heed of it, see, faith is there when the word go forth. And when you take hold of that word, you grab the faith. And then when you grab the faith, guess what? You're going to repent if you believe the word of God. Because remember, faith is not feelings. Okay? So when the word of God points out to you, once again, whether God sent a word of chastisement to you, whether it come in a dream or a vision or through the mouth of someone else, amen, or whether God speak in an audible voice to you to chastise you. If you receive that word and hear that word and heed, you have the faith, you're going to repent. Glory to God. Let's look at Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Now, and I want to read in Acts chapter 2, verses 37 to verse 38. Now, I want to say to all you that's listening on your time, hey, read this whole second chapter of Acts, okay? Read the whole second chapter of Acts because Peter's being used. He's laying down what Christ did, okay, the importance of what Christ did, and he laid down to the men of Israel, hey, and the Holy One, you crucified him. He did all this for you, and you crucified him, okay? Now, notice what verse 37 says. It's very key. It says, now, when they heard this, heard what? Heard the word of God from Peter. Peter was giving them the word of God in this second chapter. He was telling them about what Christ did for them. And the Bible said, when they heard this, they were what? They were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter, to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said when they heard this, okay? They heard the word. They received. They really heard. They took heed.
Amen.
They took heed of the word. Now faith is there now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To do something. To do what? Repent. Because verse 41 says, then they that gladly received his word. Did you get that? Receive his word, were baptized, and the same day that were added unto them about 3,000 souls. They received the word of God. That means they heard the word, receive it, had the faith, exercise the faith in doing what? Repenting. Because remember, they asked Peter, but men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said, repent. He just said, oh, okay, this is what you do. Give the most money in the collection plate in the service. He didn't say that.
No.
He didn't get that. He didn't say, come with the baddest suit in the house. He didn't say that. Go and build the biggest building and impress everybody. He didn't say that.
No, he didn't.
He said, repent. In fact, he didn't say, hey, go in your house and that money you were saving in the corner that you didn't let everybody know about, give it. He didn't say that.
Amen.
He said, repent. Because why? These men heard the word of God, and they came to see themselves like the word of God showed. See, we got to see ourselves like the word shows us, okay?
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
If the word, if you fornicating and the word showing you you're a fornicator, you got to receive and see the word as what it's saying, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, some people don't understand. They think some of the preachers are picking on them because when they preaching in service, they say some stuff that's hitting them, okay?
Amen.
And many times they fail to understand that there are times that God has given that minister that word to speak. Why is that? Because he wants the hearer to take heed of it, to have the faith and repent of that thing they're doing. But they so busy saying, I ain't going to that preacher no more. Why? He be picking on me. What? He picking on you? What do you be saying? He be preaching this, and he be eyeing me. He looking dead at me. Now, I want to give you a news flash, okay? If you were stealing, and the preacher happened to be preaching on stealing and didn't know nothing about you, it could be very well said that God may have been giving him that word for you to hear and repent and quit stealing, okay? But you want to get upset and leave. And you say he's picking on you. Hallelujah. I've heard so many people say that. And many times, to be honest with you, some of them be guilty of the thing he's speaking on. Amen.
Amen.
You can say amen to old me people. You can say anyhow. I don't know, whatever. But God would do that. He would send his word through whomever he want to send it through, and by any means, okay?
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's not always, see, because remember, God loves us. And he will send that word, because why? Listen, God tells us in the word what sin does to us. The greatest thing it brings is going to be death, okay? But sin can open up curses of sickness and what have you. Well, when God said, hey, listen, I don't want you sick. I want you healed. And he sent a word to you that is dealing with the circumstances you in that has opened the door to this sickness. He's sending that word so you can hear, have the faith to repent and be delivered.
Amen.
See, many people have missed out on their deliverance because one of the things is they eyeing that preacher saying, I ain't coming back next Sunday. Why you ain't coming back? Every time he preaches, he's looking at me. I done heard that phrase for years, so many times, so many people. He be looking at me when he be speaking. And so, you know, sometimes you ask the person a question that will make them mad. They don't want to talk to you no more. Say, well, was he telling the truth? Well, what are you talking about? He was supposed to be picking on nobody. You're supposed to do for the pulpit. You're supposed to preach the word. Well, he was preaching the word. Did it fit you? Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
If he was talking about getting off crack and all that and you getting mad, were you on it? Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, that's the thing. Don't get me wrong. There are some ministers out there doing some stuff they ain't got no business doing, and they are picking on people. But every minister ain't doing it, okay? And people want excuses for the sin. So they say, hey, don't talk about my sin. Don't do that. And then now we coming up with this later phrase they coming up with is you can't judge me. That's the popular later phrase now. You can't judge me. Don't judge me. Hallelujah. You don't do that because God's the only judge. And don't you judge me. Now we didn't got to that now, okay? Well, how many of you have somebody stole from you, went to jail, and you stood up front of that judge and told that judge he was wrong for sending that person to jail? I guarantee you many of them didn't stop, okay? When that person stole from you and you had to go to court, and the judge sending them to jail, you didn't jump up to the judge and say, hey, judge, you're wrong. You can't judge him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What's wrong with you, judge? You can't do that. You didn't stop him. But when we are speaking to you something that is true, okay,
amen.
If you're stealing, you're being a thief, and you say, hey, you're being a thief, you can't judge me. Well, what do you mean? Okay? If you're doing it, that's what you're doing. Glory to God.
Amen.
See, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And therefore, we can't. That's why when we started talking about this foundation, we started with faith first. Because faith motivates our whole Christian walk. And it begins with faith. See, you have to have faith for salvation. Amen. What you had to hear? You had to hear the word of God. And whatever God is dealing with you in the situation of your life, and you know you're doing the opposite, and it's calling to you to repent, when you hear that word, now you have the faith to repent. Hallelujah. This is why God has been sending that word. Amen.
Amen.
And this is the foundation he has us to stand on. Glory to the Lamb of God. And like my brother said, see, when you do that by faith, and remember, by faith, you need faith to repent. It ain't feelings. Okay? Amen. Because the devil come to you and say, now, do you think you did? You didn't do that wrong. What's it? You don't need it. You know, I know God told you that. You don't need to do that. You know. Ain't nothing wrong with you saying what you said. And see, when we repent, see, and you got to have remorse when you repent too. You know, brother, you know, now many of God's people have got to a point they doing stuff and don't have no remorse. You be looking like,
yeah.
Are you saved? Don't have no remorse. Amen. At all. No, nothing.
Amen.
Nothing about them. No shame. You know, once upon a time in the church, man, people was even ashamed to read a certain word in the Bible. Okay, the D word in the Bible. They was tall wheelos, you know, and then they was ashamed to even say a bad word, even near a church building. Okay, they could be outside. They could be standing on a lot. If one of them bad words could come out their mouth, man, you would think that somebody jumped on them. They'd be like, whoa, whoa, you know. But now, Lord Jesus, look in your church services. Look
yeah.
What's happening. You got preachers in the pulpits cussing. Why? Because they trying to get a wow and a whoa. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what they looking for. Those are the ones
yeah.
they going to keep inviting. They be telling the pastor, invite him back. We want him to come back. But see, somebody like you come along and say, repent. Oh, pastor, don't you invite him no more. No, none of that. If he ever come to you, pastor, you go the other way. But the mother preachers that be in the pulpit using all these cussing words and have no remorse. Because why? They trying to get a wow and a wave from you. And hey,
yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, they just be hollering. You be like, what are you hollering at? You should be repenting if you keep getting joy out of a preacher cussing in the pulpit. Something wrong with you.
Something wrong.
The Bible says charity does not rejoice in iniquity.
Yes.
Amen.
It
There's something wrong. And these preachers out in the pulpits cussing, okay? Hallelujah. I got to speak on this. I got to speak on this. There's a whole lot of disrespect going on in the churches.
Yes, yes.
And there is no remorse. Let me say this to the men first. Men, let's talk about the dressing. Now, if you come in and you got hair on your chest, but you got your shirt open and you come into service and you fail to understand you got other men who have wives, you disrespecting your brothers. And it got to a point, there is no remorse.
Amen.
We got shirts flying open and hair just all over, coming out. And then on top of that, we want to put the icing on top of the cream. By what? Popping a big earring in our ear.
Yeah.
Throwing the hat on our head with a feather sticking out because we cool daddy pimp in the church.
Yeah. Amen.
And disrespecting our brothers because what? We showing ourselves in front of their wives.
Amen.
But we love everybody. And then my sisters, I love you. You might want to cut me off, but I love you. You got other sisters in there that got husbands. You wearing stuff way too short, too tight, too open, too loose, that when the man talking to you, he's seeing your breasts. Okay?
Amen.
In the service.
Amen.
And there is no remorse.
Amen.
And you better not bring it up. Because either way, they're going to think about wanting to punch you in the eye or they're going to want to leave.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It done got outrageous. Let me tell you something. Everybody's not aware of everything, but everybody's not numb to what they're doing. It's some people that know what they're doing and have no remorse.
Amen.
And you're hollering hallelujah to the Lord Jesus and showing everything. Amen. You're just jumping and rolling, and you're rolling in front of people on purpose so they can see you. I have done a wedding ceremony where I've seen women with real tight skirts come right dead in the center of the aisle, bending. Okay? Come on. And you think some of them know what they're doing. Hear me, please.
Amen.
We disrespecting pastors in the service. Because the pastor didn't say the right word the right way, you wants to rise up in the congregation and correct him in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Your way.
Yeah.
You won't wait till the service over with. You got to correct pastor right there. Why? Because you got to show everybody you know more than the pastor. Now, I know some of y'all ain't going to say amen to this, but this is the word of God. And you know
amen.
What you're doing. And you don't. There is no remorse. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Edible Hashata. My God, it used to, brother, you know in the book of Acts, when that husband and wife team, when they lied about the money they got for the land, what happened?
Yeah.
Hey, man, that sin wasn't tolerated then. Man,
right.
The Bible said when that happened to their husband and wife, fear fell on the people. They said, oh, no, none of that. None of that. Now, we can't be doing the lying thing. See, the church has so much power then. See, people, I need y'all to hear this. See, that's why I said the church have lost much of its power. See, the power it had in the beginning in the book of Acts, you dare not come in that line. You come in that line if you want to. That's the last time we saw you, okay? That was it. Case closed. None of that was being played around in there, okay? But see, because of sin start creeping more and more in the church, why? The church started losing more and more its power. And see, when sin creeping more and more, there was what? Less and less repentance. Like my brother said, less and less repentance. Amen. You want to cut the spirit off of your life from flowing,
Just walk in sin and don't repent. That'll cut it quick. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Inabo Shatta. This is all about Katarabashi. See, that's why God is sending his word to his people. Because he wants them to hear and have the faith to what? To repent. Many of us are sitting there right now saying, I'm waiting on the word from the Lord for him to tell me when I'm going to hit that jackpot. And God sent the word and he said, repent. And we go, oh, no, that can't be God. That ain't him. No way. We're going around calling true prophets false prophets because they bringing the word of correction.
Amen.
Because they ain't talking to you about the new Jaguar you looking to get. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to the Lamb.
Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to get ready to close with this and let my brother offer up a closing prayer. Jonah running from his assignment. Okay. Many of us running from the assignment. There's some of you God had given the word to give, like he gave Jonah, a word of correction and chastisement. And so therefore you have running from your assignment. Now you're in the spirit where you got to get swallowed by a big fish and come to yourself and say, Lord, okay, Lord, I'm going to go tell it, you know. And I'm going to tell you.
Amen.
There's going to be some that repent. Do you know there's people who waiting to hear a word from the Lord? They in situations and dire straits and stuff happening. They waiting to hear from the Lord. They waiting to hear, okay? Hallelujah. There's going to be people, they're going to raise up off the beds. They're going to hear the word of the Lord and say, oh, Lord, yes, Lord, I repent of this thing. And they're going to mean it. And watch, you're going to see them raise up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. He died of Oshie. See, that word is going to go forth, okay? It's going forth. And this is the foundation that God told us to be built on. I don't know where we got this notion that we don't have to do this no more. Well, I know one place we got it from the devil. Another place got it from our flesh. Now we're going around telling people that God is a God of love and he understands. Now he understands takes the place of repenting. We are helping some people stay in sin. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. I know we don't want to hear that. We helping people stay in sin. Why? Because the church have gotten to a point, the body have gotten to a point in general that we ain't preaching repentance no more. We preaching naming, nabbit and glabbit. We preaching all that. Come in, shake a tail feather in the service. We preaching all that. Have fun in the Lord. And now when he came up with a new slogan, God is doing a new thing. I'm going to tell you something. You better watch out for that phrase. God's doing a new thing. You better find out what they talking about new. Because some of the stuff I see, they talking about the new thing God doing, it's fleshly.
Amen. Sure is.
And they saying it's a new thing. Yeah, it's a new thing. And some of us just, we jumping like crickets. Because somebody said, God's doing a new thing. And we just accepted what they said. We jumping all over in sin. Ain't checking nothing.
Amen.
And talking about, Lord, why you let this happen? God said, I ain't telling you to get into sin. You know that was sin. But see, that's what we doing. And we helping people stay there. That's why so many people, everybody that's coming to church is not coming because of the Lord. Some of them coming into the churches because these churches are tolerating sin.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Give me your $2,500 and we'll forget what you did last night. Hallelujah. You had two of you in the church. Now we see you got some more kids now. We expected more money out of you. We overlooked that little drunk spell you be having every Saturday. If you just pass that collection plate, make sure those bills are bigger when you put it in there. That's what's happening. We are helping people stay in sin. And now you got these gospel artists coming on. Well, these people call themselves gospel artists. coming on with these secular people and making songs like "Don't Judge Me" with the sinner.
Amen.
That's amazing, ain't it? With the sinner, man. You got together with the sinner saying, "Don't judge me." I said,
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Listen, people, if your eyes are not open, you walking in blindness. You can see the stuff that the Word of God has been saying. It's happening, okay?
Amen.
It's happening. Sin is being tolerated more and more and being made an excuse of, period. And now we want to keep members, and we know we open our mouth by repenting, they going to leave, so we shut up. And we just let them do anything, and then next day we let them be superintendent of the Sunday school and giving a Sunday school service. Amen. That's what we're doing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus Christ as Lord. Now, I'm telling you, hallelujah. Glory to God. The test is going to come in your walk, and you proclaim the gospel. I know some of you need to hear this. You've been dodging that message of repentance for the longest, because you and your buddy have been real close, and you know that if you tell your buddy about repenting, that your buddy ain't going to want to talk to you no more. So you've been afraid of holding back for the longest, and God have been dealing with you in your heart. But don't you know that God has been giving you that word to give because he wants your buddy to be saved?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He wanted to be saved and delivered. You hindering it because you're holding it, okay? Glory to God. That word of repentance is going to go forth, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You're either going to be the John the Baptist or you're going to be the King Herod. You're going to be one of the two, okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to let my brother here open up a closing prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, once again, O Lord God, as we end, Lord God, these words, O Lord God, Father, we ask,
yes,
O Lord Jesus, that your word continue in their minds, hearts, souls, and their spirits, O Lord God. Lord God, that you plant it deep in their minds, their hearts, their souls, their spirits, Lord God. Father, that they gain great roots, O Lord God. Hallelujah. That it wrap around the rock, Lord God, of your spirit, Lord Jesus. Rock.
Yes, Lord.
That it wrap around the rock, Lord Jesus, and that it hold to the rock, Lord God, and that it don't let go of the rock. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
Christ, that it go down deep to the foundation that you meant, Lord God,
yes, Lord.
It to be, Lord God, that they might stand, O Lord God, in the times, O Lord God, of persecution. In the times, O Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, when the enemy, O Lord God, hallelujah, is given a little free rein, O Lord God. Let them, Lord God, understand, Lord God, and know, Lord God, that they must repent now, that they, hallelujah, may not have to repent then, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name. Let your people, Lord God, would understand the light and illumination,
Lord,
O Lord God. That cometh only from thee, Lord God, in the name of
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ. God, chasten your people. Correct your people, Lord God. Rebuke your people,
yes, Lord.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, for you say, Lord God, in Revelation that your children, all your people, Lord God, you do correct them. You do chasten them. You do rebuke
yes,
them,
Lord.
Lord God. To every son, glory to the Lamb. Every son.
Glory to the Lamb.
In the name of Jesus Christ. So let them receive it. In Jesus Christ's holy righteous name we pray.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Blessed be the Lamb of God. Amen.
Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Saturday we will be returning with part 3 of repentance as my brother will give you more in the word of God concerning repentance. You know God has commanded. You know God has commanded every man everywhere to repent. Now, I know
Amen.
Some of y'all go, what you mean? I thought it was just the black people or just the white people. Or I thought it was just them sinners. No. The Bible say command all men everywhere to repent. My brother's going to especially let you know that from the word of God. So we come with part 3 this coming Saturday. Lord, say the same, 6 to 6:30. Amen. Praise be to God. Don't forget tomorrow night, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens, 7 o'clock tomorrow and Saturday night. Praise be to God. So once again, we thank God for you listening. As for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you all. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
Amen. God bless you, brother.